As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It's the 19th day or the 19th day of April, Michael Malley's birthday on Saturday morning. Thank you for letting Sam and I be a part of your weekend mornings. Mr. Crenshaw will be on with the morning shift in this upcoming week as we talk NFL draft. He was on last week. He'll be there again. And that's the kind of secure relationship I have with you. I can put out there outwardly that you'll be cheating on me. You'll be on visiting other shows.
I don't want to put it like that.
I'm so secure in our relationship.
You don't have to put it like that, man.
I can offer you out to others.
See, that's it.
Hey, we got updates throughout the show. We've been talking about events going on around the city. We got a Little League baseball game. I just got word of the spring basketball game at Crossroads Church of Dunwoody. We're going to get an update on that later on in the show. So, like I said, stuff's going on. We got the car show out at Herb's in Mableton. They got so again, just lots of things we'll keep you up on. But it is now time. And as we came back with Luther, I left, I've been gone for a couple of weeks. We were playing Luther because of the tournament. I didn't hear one shining moment at the end of the game.
We played it here.
Very much.
But they make you sit through so many commercials to get through that, man.
Yeah,
right?
But they got to edit it. Because I kept left the room and came back, and then I was like, oh, and Luther.
Yeah.
But Greg, you wasn't here for this random fact that I gave Sam last week.
Please let me hear it.
So I was watching, you know, like I do in the weeds of history and pop culture. I was watching something on Luther, and I thought I wasn't going to learn anything. I thought it was everything about Luther that I out there that could be known that I knew, and I found something. So apparently, it is widely debated which song Luther finished last before his medical issue started.
Okay.
So, but there were two songs he was working on simultaneously before he didn't record anymore. One was Dance With My Father, of course, but the other one was One Shining Moment.
Yeah.
So One Shining Moment is one of Luther's last gifts to the world.
You remember that?
Well, all of his music is a gift.
That's why I said the last gift.
And which now makes me even more mad that they try to move him out the way and put Jennifer Hudson's version in.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean? That's just me.
I mean, shout out to, you know, J-Hub, but no.
Right. and she's a Chicagoan who lived in literally the same area that I grew up in and had the tragedy with her family. And my pops got us out of there before that, but that's not, you know. Like I said, I want y'all to always remember this. When folks always talk about the biggest and baddest part of Chicago being the South Side, while I don't have any sort of measuring stick, you better not sleep on the West Side.
Okay.
That's all I want to say.
Okay.
The West Side is nothing to be sneezed at. North Side, we don't care about. That's where Wrigley Field is. But the West Side,
that's every North Side.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with the North. Do not mess with the West Side. Just don't. Anyway, Noelle, what is going on with you?
Well, in Noelle's world this week, there is a lot going on in the world of sneakers. So let's have a rundown, if we shall. Let's go around the world. We will start with last night's Hawks swan song. Before all the sad stuff happened, we got to see Trae Young in a pair of Lemon Pepper Stepper Air Jordan 39.
Wait, say that again.
Air Jordan 39.
Oh, my.
So he had two official player-exclusive display-in. These are his first official player-exclusive with Jordan. The first one was during the Magic game. He had on a pair of Strawberry Lemonade Air Jordan 39s. And last night, he went with a pair of Lemon Pepper Wings 39s. And on the back, it said, sauce 'em, toss 'em, just right.
All right, now.
See, that's just something for the other players and the fans here in Atlanta. Other players know where that's from, and
yeah, that's what makes it an Atlanta shoe.
And the folks in Atlanta know.
You know, closer than what we got on 404 Day. I was like, the Lemon Pepper, yes, this is the right direction. Thank you, Trae. You at least embrace the culture and understand what's going on here. Next, we have the Nike Swing Man 2 and Cortez, the Jackie Robinson 42 Day.
That looks good.
Yes, they usually do something great for Jackie Robinson on Jackie Robinson Day, where everybody comes out with their 42 jerseys. And this year, Nike with a nice clean pair of beige and black Cortezes with a inner lining that has 42s from every team. So it's like a nice little collage of 42s all over the place.
He says Swing Man. You know what? And I wonder if that will be featured because they play a Swing Man HBCU All-Star game as part of Major League Baseball All-Star Weekend. It's going to be the Friday night of All-Star Weekend at Truist Park.
Yeah, pass them out. Get them out there.
Ken Griffey Jr. is involved with that. By the way, Ken Griffey Jr. was working in Augusta last week.
Yes, he was, as a photographer. Him and Randy Johnson.
I'm not surprised anything this dude's doing now.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Him and Randy Johnson, players turned photographers.
Yeah. How about that?
Well, that's you know who started that? Frank Sinatra. He was the photographer for Life magazine during Ali Frazier first fight. In Madison Square Garden, Sinatra's walking around with a camera.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
for Life magazine.
And everybody pointing their camera at him with
exactly.
a camera.
Right.
Exactly.
Just
that's
like at the Masters.
That's how we knew about that. Remind me, and when I'm going to get time, after you're done with saying what you're going to say, I want to mention something again about Jackie Robinson.
Yes.
We kind of talked about earlier.
Yep. Yes.
Go ahead.
So we got the Jackie Robinson Cortez, and we have the on-field cleat, the Swingman 2, which is just the cleat with the 45 print all around the shoe. So that'll be fun to see this season all over the different baseball fields of America. We also have Angel Reese. So we got a little sneak peek of what Reebok has in store for
her
us
shoes
women
ready?
With the Angel Reese collection. We didn't get a sneak peek of her shoe, which is supposed to come next WNBA season, not the one coming up, but 2026.
Okay.
But I did see something very, very interesting with my keen eye. So she had this nice little Reebok windbreaker on and these nice, you know, flared pants. That's all the rage now with print down to the bottom. And I looked down at the shoe and I said, oh, sign me up. I need two pair. They gave her a coral pink pair of Reebok Shaqadosis.
This was who, for Angel?
Yes, for Angel.
Okay.
So this is a classic Shaq shoe that he wore down in Orlando before he went to L.A. And you usually see it in, like, black and white or black and blue, you know, to match Orlando's colors or whatever. But this one was a nice coral pink
nice.
That I've never seen before, and I need it in my closet. So Reebok, it is approved. We are moving in the right direction.
Can you make that a package deal with her deal at McDonald's?
Man.
Because you know Angel's got that deal at McDonald's.
Yeah, but Angel got a deal everywhere. Where don't Angel Reese have a deal? We're making money all over the place.
Good for
and
her.
And it's great to see the Reebok situation because, side note, so years ago in my other life when I was a shoe salesman.
Another life.
I was invited to a Reebok focus group where they, you know, set down a bunch of Foot Locker managers and they talked about their plan forward for Reebok. And this was like 2012. And, you know, they were throwing stuff out there like Swiss Beats and Rick Ross and Alicia Keys. And mm-hmm. I was like, none of this is going to work, especially Alicia Keys.
Especially Alicia Keys.
Okay, me and you on the side. Okay, yeah. And it's really because, like, for what her brand was and the different women they could have tapped, like, you know, a Lady Gaga or Rihanna maybe or whatever, and this is before Rihanna made her deal with Puma, it just wasn't like you weren't connecting with the youth. You weren't connecting with the target demo.
Okay.
Like me at 22 wasn't really checking for what Auntie Keys was rocking behind the keyboard. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't really, there was a disconnect there. But this right here with Angel, y'all, yes, it is approved. Y'all have figured it out. The outfit looked amazing. The shoe I'm excited to see. So a lot of amazing things happening right there. So, yeah, I mean, and also, our hometown kid, Anthony Edwards, had a shoe drop this morning, actually, at 3 a.m.
Really?
It's like a candy, like a cotton candy tie-dye kind of situation.
All right.
I don't remember. I want to say he broke the season record for three-pointers in this shoe last week. He fought to get back on the court to get that record, got back on the court, shot the three. He was in that shoe. That shoe is available for purchase right now. So it's people making, you know, willing and dealing and making history and a lot of shoes that we can go out and purchase either now or soon.
Okay.
There you go. Get your summer wear ready.
Can wear all the wear.
Can I ask you specifically a question? Because you brought up style a minute ago, and I've heard about this style, and I saw a picture of it, and I'm so far removed from whatever it is that you know the 20-somethings are wearing, not just wearing, period, but especially in clubs. I had no idea. I have no idea. And then I saw this story, and I said, "This is." They're saying in this story that this is what Gen Zers, women, are wearing to clubs now.
Okay.
Those Milkmaid outfits, like Little House on the Prairie, those dresses. Yeah.
Okay.
Those, you know
okay.
what I'm saying?
Okay, so I
knew she would know.
Okay, I did not know that hit the club,
yeah.
But I do know what you're talking about because
okay,
there's a singer that I like listen to named Lana Del Rey, and that's kind of
right.
like her whole shtick, her whole aesthetic, like these Little House on the Prairie $500 dresses that you can probably get from Urban Outfitters or something. Mm-hmm. And it's like Laura Ingle Festival Coachella wear.
That's what was going on. They showed
yeah.
Jenner in it. Kendall Jenner was wearing them, and then they showed some other famous actress in them.
Yeah, it very much gives Laura Ingalls goals to Coachella. And I don't know how we got there.
I don't either.
I don't know how we've gotten here. And I did not know that it hit the clubs or the raves or whatever. But yes, I have noticed this shift. And I think it kind of goes with the country, this country music shift we're having right now.
Yeah.
Because as we know, country has all types of subgenres. You got Western country and country mm-hmm. and you know, sad music, ballad country and rugged West. You got all kind of country, right? And so this kind of fits that, like, Little House on the Prairie, soft singer-songwriter kind of country aesthetic. And they are running full force with it into the prairies. It's amazing to see. And we're going to see a lot more of it down here in Midtown this summer. We're going to see a lot more of it over there in Piedmont Park.
Yeah. I don't care none about that. I'm just saying I was strange to see that land in the stuff that I was reading. I said,
yeah,
asked
Laura
Noelle
Ingalls
about
in 2025. Yes, it is wild.
It's just crazy. I mean, this just led.
But John Landon would be proud.
Yes. this just. You mean Michael Landon?
Michael Landon.
Yes, I'm sorry, Michael Landon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Little Joe.
John's the director. My bad.
This is another example of there's no new ideas out there, and the fact that they're putting it on the backs of Gen Zers who are traditionally thought of as people who don't care or don't want to hear about history. They want to set their own path. Here they are reaching.
They think they are.
Well, by reaching for a show that was canceled 30 years before they were born.
They don't even realize they look like Laura Ingalls.
They have no idea.
They're not going to figure it out until it becomes a TikTok trend in like a year from now. And
okay.
They're gonna be like, have you ever heard of this show, Little House on the Prairie? And it's going to be like they invented it.
Oh, let me end with this. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. I was gone this past week. I would have done it last week. But during this past week was April 15th. Jackie Robinson Day. And over the last 5 years, and I have said this, and I don't know if I've swayed you one way or the other, Sam or Noel or anybody else, but this is the hill I'm going to stay on, and that is that I will tell whoever that the civil rights movement started on that date, April 15th, 1947, the day that Jackie Robinson was brought up to the Dodgers. And if you believe that Mr. Crenshaw, help me out with the word if this is the proper one. The mission of the civil rights movement was to empower African Americans. It's not just that, but that is one of the main hopes that come out of the movement.
True.
That's true. Okay. So if that being the case, that day that he was brought on to the Dodgers, while it obviously wasn't broadcast and publicized the way we have things today, it began a movement, and I have proof of that by virtue of things that happened at Hampton Institute, which was what it was called then, and by extension, my father, who was part of the sports staff at the school then, who, when Jackie was brought up by the Dodgers in April, that next school year that started in the fall, there were schools, HBCU schools, that were reaching out to their athletic directors and presidents to institute baseball. And I have the letter, right? And I read it here once before, but just the telling of that, when this month and this date comes around, and everybody has their different jump-off dates. It could be Dr. King. It could be Rosa Parks and whatever it is that spawned up in your world that got you focused and conscious of the movement. I will pass on what that generation, two before us, if you will, or one before us, believed was the beginning of it, and I have proof of it. It's not just there was conversations or this happened or when Jackie was working with Dr. King in Chicago, we started the, you know, Operation Push and all, whatever. This, to me, given the firsthand information that I received, is the day it all started. You can believe it. You can hang your hat on it or not, but that is for me, and I will just.
I can't say that far, but I can say it's the greatest sociology experiment in the history of this country. The greatest sociology experiment, because people got to sit down side by side and say, "But hey, you know, you like this game, you like this team, you think the umpire is bad, that umpire is terrible. You know, you got kids, I got kids. Your kids listen to you? No, don't listen to me. Beer man, beer for me and my friend."
Yeah.
That's what it allowed to take place.
Yep.
And so, to me, it's the greatest sociology experiment in the history of this country.
Anyway, wanted to get that out there. We are moving into the 9 o'clock hour. Up next, going to talk, speaking of baseball, we're going to talk some Braves. We're going to talk about what's being said about this Braves team while it's still April by the national media and local media. Noel's got some thoughts on that. And I'm going to give you what a Hall of Famer said is the greatest stat in baseball history. At least that's what he believes. That's all coming up next. It is Sam and Greg. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.